The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Yen on Raven. Who's this?
Hi, this is Diane.
Hey, Diane, you are up. The jackpot today is up to $100. Rebecca yesterday took home that big jackpot, but $100 is still good money, right?
That's good. I'll take it.
Yeah, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Diane.
All right.
Thank you.
So Raven's walking out of here. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Number one, the people who made Framing Britney Spears are now working on a documentary about Janet Jackson's Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction. What 1993 movie did Janet Jackson star in with the late rapper Tupac?
I don't know.
Number two, Macaulay Culkin was pursued to play a role on The Big Bang Theory, but he didn't want to do a sitcom. Wesley Snipes was originally approached to play Lucius Lyon on Empire, but it went to Terrence Howard. And Chris Rock was once in talks to play George Costanza on Seinfeld. Who got that role?
Why am I blanking out? George Costanza is... Jason Alexander.
Okay. Number three, Carrie Ann Inaba has taken a medical leave of absence from The Talk. She is also known as a judge on what reality TV show competition?
Dancing with the Stars.
Number four, Fox is developing an animated Flintstones sequel with Elizabeth Banks. She is going to be the voice of the Flintstones' daughter. What's her name?
Pebbles.
And number five, it's National Superhero Day. According to Rolling Stone, the greatest superhero of all time is the character played by Hugh Jackman. What character is that?
Who? Superman.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. All right,
no.
Raven. Diane got 3 out of 5.
Pretty good, Diane. Let's see how I do.
Number one, the people who made Framing Britney Spears are now working on a documentary about Janet Jackson's Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction.
And you know I am so here for this, they are going to burn Timberlake's world to the ground.
What 1993 movie did Janet Jackson star in with the late rapper Tupac?
Well, that's too easy. Poetic Justice.
That was a good movie.
No.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't a great movie.
I think it's because when I was a teenager, yeah. it sticks with you in your heart. Like,
right.
All right, number two. Macaulay Culkin was pursued to play a role in The Big Bang Theory, but he didn't want to do a sitcom. Wesley Snipes was originally approached to play Lucius Lyon on Empire, but it went to Terrence Howard.
Wow.
And Chris Rock was once in talks to play George Costanza on Seinfeld. Who did that role go to?
Jason Alexander.
Yes. Number three, Carrie Ann Inaba has taken a medical leave of absence from The Talk. She is also known as a judge on what reality TV show competition?
Isn't she Dancing with the Stars?
Yes. Number four, Fox is developing an animated Flintstones sequel series with Elizabeth Banks, who will also provide the voice of the Flintstones' daughter. What's her name?
Pebbles.
And number five, it's National Superhero Day. According to Rolling Stone, the greatest superhero of all time is the character played by Hugh Jackman. What character is that?
Wolverine.
I'm sorry, Diane. He beat you 5-3 this morning. We will get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
I'm Diane, and I eat Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, Diane. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
You want to play Can't Beat Raven? You can text CBR Daily to put yourself in the running at 1-800-330-9999, or you can register to put your name on a list to play at annonraven.com. And remember, if you have an idea for a pop culture question to use, you can submit it there as well. Jackpot for tomorrow morning climbs to $200. Make sure you're listening at noon and 5:30 today for the cheat sheet. We'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions.